I am going upstairs because I am sad and I don't want to inflict this on you. I love you. No, I'm good. Stay downstairs, be happy. I'll just drag my old carcass upstairs and, hate myself there. I'm so sad I can't even masturbate. This sucks. Hey, demons. It's me. You dumbass. Reporting for fetal position. I hate myself. No. She's not here. She was never here. I don't know what you're talking about. Hiding from my responsibilities. I put it on my to-do list, so I must do it. Because the world is scary and I am ill-equipped to deal with it. What can I say except I'm overwhelmed? I wish I wasn't, but I am. Because I'm flawed and tired and... Probably mainly tired, but still. Why are you so good? You heckin' are. You're sweet. Kind. You don't make me feel bad about avoiding responsibilities. Can we not just stay here forever? At least till we're 50. How about 40? Well, you're not giving me very much to work with. My career as a professional avoider is being stifled. How could you impede me like this? It's not you. It's never you. It's me, and my self-doubt, and my self-deprecation and my brain. Why I gotta have a brain? Why do I have to have my brain? It's no good. Because it's loud and complicated and busy and jumps from thing to thing. And it's exhausting. And I just want to scream, shut up! And let a girl do something, anything, without the constant jibba 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 jibba. And then I just feel crazy. Like I'm talking about nothing and like, shut up. And then I feel sad and like, girl, just stop. Plus, stop. And then we do it all over again. And I bet that's so fun for you. I told you. You're too good. Stay this good. Because I need you to be you. Oh, dear God. I know, but I'm the queen of double standards. I know. If I need you to be you, then you need me to be me. Yeah. Because you're good and nice and smart and helpful, and I am this. I know! That's another thing that's trash about me. No self-confidence, and I know I have to stop and work on it, and I'm sorry. I mean to. It's just, you are what you do over and over again, and I drag myself down, and it's like, I wonder why I feel sad. And that is my responsibility, it's not yours. I know I have to take this on her hand. It's just really hard when you haven't been taught to do that. And again, no pity party, no sad story, just you sure you want to stay with me? And if you say no, I'll cry, but I'll respect your answer. A choice. It's your choice, and I'm very grateful. I know, mi amor. I'm sorry I suck. Sorry. I'm sorry I'm not very good at being nice to myself. I will make a conscious effort to work on that. Even though sometimes it's like, yeah, but you don't even deserve to feel better. And it's like, stop. No wonder you don't feel good, you misery guts. But I only know how to be mean or bully myself. Or be sad. But it's fun to be nice to you. Because you squish me and you bring me snacks. And you have such a cute face. You really, really do. Especially when you look so concerned, cuz. Such a serious Concernicus face. I must smush it. I love you. Te amo, te amo, te amo, te amo, te amo. Unfortunately for you. I'm sorry. Yes. Positive outlook starts with the little things, and if I'm constantly dragging myself down, how am I gonna feel good overall? I know. I'm a work in progress. Just like everybody else, I know. I know. And you were so heckin' good and patient and sweet and... Come here forever. Stay forever. Leave forever. Put up with me forever. I promise. 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 Yes. For you. And for me. You are a slave driver with the self-esteem stuff. But a very cute slave driver. Just the cutest enslaver of human beings. Apply that kind of care and love to myself. Yes, I want to feel better. I want you to not have to worry so much. I want all of that, so, okay. Okay. Yes. but I'm probably gonna have to do baby steps. Is that okay? Here's to being kinder to myself. One micro baby step at a time. What can I say except I'm trying? Yes, yes, yes. I will try for you and for me. Because I'll make you happy. And it might have some mental health benefits for me. Ugh. Of course you come first. As I've told you, I don't mind.